Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
You're in a shop for a musical instrument today, but can it be something really creepy and out of place?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I'm John here with Jamie. How's it going, sir?
I'm a little bit on my heels from this one, John. Not sure how I really feel about it. Kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, this is a very different story today. So I'm excited to talk about it. Why don't you get the ball rolling?
Not just different for true crime or different for True Crime To Go. This is different from all of life, in my opinion. And we're going back to Florida, second episode in a row. This comes from a guitarist named Prince Midnight. That's a heck of a musician name there, John.
It is. It definitely sounds like someone in the music biz or Satan worshiper. I don't know.
Well, he has decided that his uncle Flip really taught him everything he needs to know about the music business, and Flip passed away, so he decided to honor him in a very unique way by building a guitar with his uncle's skeletal remains. This is a real thing. He calls it the Skelecaster, and its body is formed from Uncle Flip's bones.
I love Florida so much. Never want to live there. Don't really like going there, but they give us so much content. They are.
And again, this could only happen in Florida, I think.
Yeah, if this happens in Maine, it doesn't happen in Maine.
No.
It only happens.
If it happens in Maine, they immediately move to Florida.
Yeah. So Flip was a huge influence on Prince Midnight, especially when it came to music. Growing up, he looked up to his uncle, who introduced him to the rock and metal scene in the 1990s. But Flip tragically passed away in a motorcycle accident in Greece in 1996 at only 28 years old. So it was just devastating for the family. His skeleton was donated to a local college for medical study. But after 20 years, the school no longer needed it. So the family, as is common in Greece, was required to pay for the bones to stay in a cemetery box.
Yeah, weird situation here. I've never had a family's remains donated for science, but it's a noble thing to do. But the decisions that come later like this seem odd. He wasn't interested in leaving Philip in a cemetery. So his family was really faced with a difficult choice. They were not able to do cremation. Their culture was against that. So they either had to pay for them to be stored or have them sent to them and then put them in a cemetery of their own. So Prince Midnight saw this as an opportunity to honor his uncle and give him a second life. He said that he was the biggest metalhead he had ever known. So he decided to take his remains and dedicate them to music in a way that he could rock on forever.
And of course, everyone was not on board with the idea. Prince Midnight's mother, like most parents, had some strong opinions about this. She saw it as sacrilegious, and she worried that it was crossing a line. And Midnight described her reaction as thinking the whole project was the work of the devil. So he asked his mom, like, where would Philip rather be? Would he rather be buried in the ground or shredding on stage? And she eventually gave her blessing. So he worked his uncle's skeleton into the guitar. And I love that he called it the Skelecaster.
Yeah, she said he would definitely rather be shredding. This isn't a simple task. Guitar building is difficult enough, but using bones adds an entirely new layer of challenge, and it's not something there's a big precedent for. So he started with a discarded Fender Telecaster and incorporated Uncle Philip's bones. First, he welded a metal rod to the spine, which gave it somewhat of a structural foundation, and that would hold the neck and the strings of the guitar. The ribs and pelvis became the body of the guitar, giving it a really haunting skeletal frame like you're strumming on the rib cage. Midnight even attached the jack for the amplifier cord into Philip's hip bone. Talk about getting personal with your instrument.
Yeah. So some of his friends would go on to say, like, you know, this is not going to produce the best sound quality, but to Prince Midnight, he didn't really care about the sound. It wasn't his goal to create a perfect sounding instrument. It was rather his goal was to give his uncle a chance to rock one last time. And he knew that his uncle, the man who gave him his love for the metal music, would appreciate this tribute.
This is True Crime Cast and True Crime to Go. So let's talk about the legal side of this a little bit. Using human remains isn't exactly the most conventional way to build a guitar or to make furniture. We've talked about a lot of serial killers who use human remains for everyday household items. There are laws around how handling human remains can be done. And in the case of the Skelecaster, Prince Midnight researched this before he did it, and it's fine. It does not violate any law as long as he never sells it. So he can't sell these human remains. But if you think about other things we do, John, we have somebody cremated. We often will sprinkle their ashes somewhere so they can be somewhere that they always loved being or whatever. So there is some autonomy of what you can do with human remains, but this is something we haven't really seen before.
Well, and I have seen, like, on documentaries and things, people are legally allowed to own bones and skeletons, but they have to be documented because you never want an undocumented skull or an undocumented femur bone in your collection, because it's a question the police will ask is, well, where did you get it come from and how did you get it? He wasn't able to use all of his uncle's bones. Apparently the skeleton from his uncle was damaged or perhaps used in the medical study, so he didn't have access to that. But largely, most of his bones were used in this guitar.
Yeah, just about everything but the skull could have been used. And he said this wasn't for shock value. This was really for sentimental reasons. And there are videos of him playing this guitar, which is actually functional. So you can find those online. I encourage you to go check that out. But this is a wild story. I could not believe it didn't break the law. But if he ever offers to sell this to you, then it would break the law.
Yeah, don't buy it. I mean, it has to have a haunting sound, right?
Ba-dum-tsh. All right, guys, this has been another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.